What's going on, everybody? Jason the Oakham Whisperer here. So I'm pretty sure all of you know that there are a lot of different ways to learn organic chemistry, and there are a lot of different ways to teach organic chemistry. All you have to do is go out on the internet, go on some sort of website, and you'll find like a bajillion of them, right? But with all those resources, I used to ask, why do students still struggle? I mean, when I was going through, right, I'm going to be that old guy that's like, when I went to school, I had to walk uphill both ways in the snow, right? I mean, it seems like everybody that turns old says that story, but that's not where I'm going. But when I was going through undergrad, we didn't have all these resources. So for me, I just started to sit back and think, with all of these resources that the students have, with all of the access that they have, why are students still struggling? And why do students still hate this class? I mean, that like mind-boggling to me. And then I realized that although there are a lot, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to resonate with you. And so I've spent all my time over the past, since 1998, figuring out what are the most effective ways to teach students. And now when I sit down with students, it's automatic, it's spontaneous. I don't plan out what I'm going to do ahead of time. I sit down, I talk with you, in about 5 minutes, I completely understand where you are, how you see it, and what's the best way to go. And what is more exciting than that is seeing you take off, seeing the light bulbs go off, and seeing you excel to the top of your class. And then you go back and you tell your friends, yeah, I took organic chemistry and that was easy. And then later on, somebody's like, dude, did you hear about this person and the student? They're like a legend. They got an A and they said it was easy. And you know what? That can be you.